The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in this podcast, we've got a Facebook Live. So I did a Facebook Live in the last couple of days, and of course, not everybody can watch the Facebook Lives, but the information in those Facebook Live events are really important. So I wanted to share them, and I wanted to get them down as a podcast. And so here is that Facebook Live.
And good morning, everybody. Hope you're well this fine Tuesday morning. Beautiful day here in Spain. It's 9 o'clock Spanish time, 8 o'clock UK time. And in today's Facebook Live, I'm going to talk to you about the Money Matrix. So what is the Money Matrix? How can it help you? Why is it important to you? So the Money Matrix is basically a way for you to look at how you perceive money different than how you perceive it right now. Because the way that most people perceive it right now, so if you're in a job, for example, you've got a very specific way of perceiving money that you earn. And it's not a great way of perceiving it either. So let's just talk about it. So if you've got a job, for example, when do you get paid on your job? Well, usually it's at the end of a month and you get paid once. So number of times you get paid and when. This is end of month. And whilst that's nice and it can create some sort of stability, so let's just put what. Whilst this is quite nice and it creates some sort of stability, your job, of which you only have one of, and you get paid at the end of each month, if you lose your job in some way, which might be something that's completely not your fault, you know, you could be working at Woolworths or one of the stores that M&S has just decided to close down, or John Lewis's or Lehman Brothers. It doesn't matter, you know, you could be a store assistant in Woolworths on £6.50 an hour, whatever minimum wage was back then, and you've lost your job. Or you could be like a director of sales at Lehman Brothers. Well, I was going to say you're probably going to prison, but you're probably not going to prison for that. Good morning, Abby. Hope you're well. Hope you had a nice holiday. Are you still on holiday? Every day's a holiday. So this is the problem with having a J-O-B. Now, I don't like the term J-O-B. J-O-B stands for just over broke, and everybody goes, ha, 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 as though that's really funny in some way, but you've got a job and you're just over broke. I think being just over broke is better than being broke, or even worse than being broke is in debt and bailiffs banging on your door. So I'd rather you have a job that you get paid once at the end of each month than not have a job. Like, some people get paid at the end of each week, and I get that, but you get the general idea here. If you lose your job, of which you have one of, then you've lost it completely. Every day is a holiday if you have a job you love. You're absolutely right, Abby. I completely agree. And I love what I do too, which is why I do these every day, or more or less every day. So that's the first one, a job. So the next one could be, let's say, property. Property is always a good example since we've got lots of it. So I've been in property for 20 years now. And in the last 20 years, we've bought millions and millions and millions of pounds of property. Now, I say those words and they come out of my own mouth and they still feel weird. But it's true. We own millions of pounds of property, all real estate, all up in Leeds. Some of it's in Doncaster, some of it's in Manchester. We had a couple of units down in Swindon, but they went. So it's just weird having lots of property. But I suppose I've got used to it after the last 20 years. But when you tell people, they're like, look at you like you're an alien with five heads and like eyes on top of your antennas and that kind of thing. It's just a bit weird. Anyway, so property. So it depends on how much property you've got. But let's just say you've got 10 units and each unit pays you, let's say, £200 a month. Let's just put some money in here as well, actually. That's a good thing to put in there, Dan. So let's put how many and then pound sign. So you've got one job that pays maybe £2,000. And then property, let's say you've got 10 and it pays £200 each, times 10 is £2,000. When do you get paid? Well, interestingly, one of the things that I always wanted to do, my first goal was to get 31 properties. 31 properties was my goal, okay? So, and we achieved that within maybe 10 or 12 years, I think. About 10 or 12 years, I think we achieved that, which is not bad. It's not bad going. And the reason I wanted 31 properties is that what's the maximum number of days in a month? Well, there's 31. And I wanted to be paid every single day of the month, right? So that's why that was my first kind of target. I mean, I had other targets. You know, the first target was 4 properties and to get to £1 million mark. And then the next one was to get to, you know, like 31 properties. And then the next one was to have more than £1 million of equity. And although we got that way before we hit 31 properties. But anyway, I digress. So when do you get paid? So this one could be like once every 3 days. One of three, let's put it like that. And I quite like that. Now, if you've got, let's do the numbers based on 10 properties, sorry, based on 31 properties. 31 times 200 is 6,000 something, 6,200 a month. And when do you get paid? Every day. I like that. My ego likes that. I like getting paid every day. I get depressed unless I've closed a sale in something. I don't care if it's a £2 something or other, or if it's a £6,000 coaching package. I don't really mind which level it's at, but I'm like, you know the thing in the scene in Glengarry Glen Ross, always be closing A, B, C, first prize is a Cadillac Eldorado, second prize, set steak knives, third prize, you're fired. A, B, C, always be closing. And I love that. If you've not seen that film, by the way, the guy that actually does it won like an Oscar for those 6 minutes on screen that he actually had, which is even last time when Anne Hathaway in whatever film that was where she was singing her heart out. So, I like the idea of getting paid every day and like not just in property. So let's just take a business as well then. Now, there's two aspects of a business here. The first one is your own stuff, your stuff. And then the second one is other people's stuff. Now, I get paid for both of these, by the way. So I get paid, you know, when people come out to the villa and they spend 2 days at the Strategy and Implementation Intensive, that's my stuff. It's my content. We've got a client attending today. We'll have to pick him up from the airport in Valencia. So for the next 2 days, well, starting from tomorrow, for the next 2 days from tomorrow, we'll be down at the beach hut sipping pina coladas. And it's not, we don't really. We wish we were just sipping pina coladas and hanging out on the beach, doing no work. But actually, we do quite a lot of work. We may have some pina coladas. And pina coladas always reminded me of that song, which I'm tempted to sing it, but I'm not going to sing it. So you've got your own stuff, and obviously, depending on what that is, you can, you know, it might be a book, it might be a training course, it might be an online training course, it might come out to your villa, who knows, right? And then you've got other people's stuff as well, and that could be, so for example, we sell other people's coaching packages, and so we take a commission off that, so we make some money off that, and we make some money off our own stuff, okay? But I like to be selling something every single day, and it's like always be pitching. We did a video about that. And if you're not pitching every day to sell something, you ain't going to sell something. If you're not putting some sort of offer out somewhere, either on an email or on Facebook, or you're driving people into a strategy session where you can then diagnose and work out what that person needs for you to best serve them, then you can pass them on to the appropriate people, you ain't going to make money every day. Okay, so I like making money every day. That's one of the key things for me. My ego, and I have an ego, people go, oh, shouldn't just work off ego. I love ego. It's like, you have, like, it's for, ego is like this evil twin brother. You know, like in Star Trek, you've got Data, and then you've got Law, and Law was Data's evil twin. That's like, ego is based on being evil, and it's totally not. Ego is one of the things that fuels me. And I know that if you're competitive, like I am, so I'm on the, what's it called? Not the hierarchy of needs. It is to do with Maslow's hierarchy of needs, but it's to do with a values list. I'm a 3 and 5. 3 being aggressive, although I'm not as aggressive as I used to be by a long stretch. 5 is competitive. I'm more 95% competitive. You might be a level 4, which is rules-based. My wife's level 4. You might be a level 2, which is like tribal. If you're a police officer, a teacher to some extent, if you're in the armed forces, you're tribal. Football fans are tribal. Level 4 is like rules orientated. Again, police officers, teachers, all rules orientated. And usually the odd numbers go together. So 3 and 5, Donald Trump's a 3 and 5. Rules based 2 and 4, that's usually the same as well. So anyway, so for my ego, I need to be closing some kind of business every day. And every day that I do close some business, I'm like, woo, that works really well for me. So, so business. Like, let's just look at what the matrix of money actually is. Let me just wipe this out so you can see it. So let's just put it a bit further up. Business. The question you've got to ask yourself is, what's your matrix going to look like? So let's say you've got various priced products. And this all depends on how much money you want to make. Let's just do some, a too big a jump though. So we've got £10. Let's say 20. Let's say 50. Let's say 100. Let's say 500. Let's say 1,000. And let's say 3,000. Okay. So this is what the matrix is going to look like. Okay. So let me just populate this diagram. And if you're listening to a podcast, I am literally just drawing an Excel spreadsheet with 10, 20, 50, 100, 500, 1,000, 3,000 down the left-hand side. So the question is, how much money do you want to make every month? So let's just say you've got £2,000. So that's your target, £2,000. Okay. If your target's £2,000, how many £10 products do you need to sell? Well, it's 200, isn't it? Because 200 products times £10 profit is £2,000. It's fairly obvious, okay? The next one is, let's say you've got a £20 product. Well, how many of those do you need to sell each month to get to your same £2,000? Well, it's just 100 units. What about, let's just do, that's on that one to rewrite that. £50 a month would be, is that 40 products? Yeah, 20 products, sorry, 20 products times 50 is 1,000, so that's 40 right there. Now, the question I've got for you then, could you sell 40 products at 50 quid? Could you? So, the reason we ask that question is that question turns the answer upside down, because now you're thinking, hang on a minute, how could I sell 40 items and make 50 quid? So can you think of an example of a type of business that might do that? So maybe a membership site, some sort of monthly income, like a gym membership, 40 quid a month, sorry, 50 quid a month times 40 people, which is not a huge amount, is your £2,000 a month. Obviously, you've got costs and that kind of thing. But what if you ran an online training course on how to do something, whatever that happens to be, and you got 40 people into that and you charge them 50 quid a month? Like an online membership for your mind, if you like a gym membership for the brain kind of thing. I've heard it a number of times. Okay, what about 100 products? £100 profit is only 20 products. £500 is only 4. So can you sell 4 people a £500 product each? And if you can, you're going to hit target. £1,000 is just 2 people. And £3,000 is 0.75. I don't know why. Should we just change that to £2,000? I'm not quite sure how you'd sell to 0.75 of a person. But let's put £2,000 and it keeps the numbers nice and easy. Now, let's also put, go on, let's do it. Let's put a £5,000 product down there. And let's also change this to £5,000 here. Because £2,000's all right. That'll get you out of the rat race, maybe, but it's a bit risky for me. It's not enough in it. So let's put £5,000. £5,000 will have enough every month to pay for your home, your electricity, your cars, your holidays, your food, school fees. Depends where you live. Depends how extravagant you live. But if you're spending more than £5,000 a month, you've got a problem anyway. Doesn't matter how much money you're going to earn. The amount that you spend will increase with the amount of money that you earn. So I think you've got a problem there. Which is why we take you back to, you know, those 3 rules, cut your costs, cut your costs, generate cash and invest the rest. Abby, oh no, it's fine, I thought you said something. Okay, so let's just redo these as well. This is really important. This is what your matrix is about. And if you don't understand what your money matrix is about, like, you are literally, let's do it right at the start. If you've got a job that pays £2,000 a month, but you want £5,000 a month, you need 2.5 jobs, right? Properties, if you've still got 31, you know, you get paid every single day, £6,200, assuming you make £200 a month, fine, you're okay. If you're in a business and you want to make £5,000 a month, you've got to sell 500 products a month. And by the way, could that be a recurring membership at £10 as well? Yes. The problem with that is, you know, £10 is only a small amount for people to pay, but you've got to go out and find 500 people, and the marketing costs on finding those 500 kind of outweigh that. And so £10 is generally too low, I would say. Like, 50 quid would be easier, actually. Okay? So, because if you're going to pay £10, you're going to pay 20 or 30 or 40 or 50. It's that concept of, in marketing, where we try and get someone to get their wallet out to pay a pound. If we can get someone to do that, they're going to pay a £5,000 product, a lot more than if they never get their wallet out to pay just a pound. Right? It's proven from a scientific and data point of view. Okay, £5,000 a month times 20, so that's 250 people. £50 times 100 is £5,000. Can you create a product that's £100 a month and get 50 people onto it? Because if you can, there's your £5,000 a month right there. That's 100 people. Like, I'm in my head, I'm like, I'm checking this my maths in my head, because I'm like, that can't be right. That's too easy. £100 a month times 50 people is £5,000 a month. You never have to work again in your life. That's pretty cool, right? And if, you know what, if two people drop off, it's no big deal, because you can either go out and replace them, or it's not going to impact your business too much. But if you lose your job, of which you've got one or two and a half of here, you're in trouble, right? Okay, £5,000, you've got 500, so you need 10 people at £500 every month. What could that be? So that could be, you know, at 10 people, you could go and get a business that goes into other people's businesses, helps other people, and you work 10 times a month. You charge £500 a day, and you go in, and it could be giving massages, or it could be giving emotional, mental health and support. It could be giving business coaching to different executives or board level, or sales coaching or marketing coaching, or onboarding processes. You know, when you take on a new member of staff for a company that's recruiting quickly, they can come in and make sure, you know, like when I got my job at Dell, by the way, you know, that was a £100,000 a year job. I can't remember what the basic was. I think the basic was maybe 40 and a 60K commission. But the woman that got me the job there, she got paid like 20%. So she got paid £4,000. I think she got paid more than that, actually. I'm pretty sure she came out with like £6,000 or £7,000. And you know what? I lasted 18 months. So it cost £400 a month. In just her commission, for the amount of time that I stayed at that job for, it wasn't worth it for Dell. They didn't get good value for money, although I did close a lot of business on servers and so on. Anyway, we digress. What about £1,000, five people, and £2,000, you need two and a half. So, for example, if you come out to the villa and I'm charging £2,000, I only need two and a half people a month to get to the £5,000 mark. But this is your money matrix. What does yours look like? And really, it starts from how much money would you like to earn? That's where it starts from, right there. How much money do you want? When you know how much money you want, then you fit it into what type of product and service can you offer, at what price point, and how many do you need to sell? So 5,000 is just one person a month. Now, can you close one person a month? Could they come out for maybe a week to the villa and do it like that? It depends what the value is. They don't even need to come for a week, by the way. They could just come for 2 days, but the amount of value that you offer is significant, right? Certainly significantly more than what they get on webinars or whatever else. But it just depends on what your business is. You know, if you're selling a product, a physical product like children's bikes, and you're making 20 quid per bike, you need to sell 250 bikes. Well, how realistic is it that you're going to sell 250 bikes a month? Like, you know, if you're on Halfords in Leeds, you know, the motor store, you know, that services your car and rips you off, that one. So I had a car and we took it to Halfords, and it was a second-hand Volvo. It was like £2,000. I've had it maybe 8 months, 9 months. So we took it into Halfords. The head gasket had gone. Then we just replaced the oil and the spark plugs, gave it back. And then a month, the car just broke. And I'm like, you charged me 200 quid for whatever this was. The blooming head gasket had gone. And they're like, so I took it to another garage. And they're like, oh, well, we don't believe you should have had proof and we wouldn't refund. And you know what? If I'd have been like I am now, I would have sued them. Because I quite enjoy that these days. But anyway, I wasn't. Anyway, you know, can you sell 250 kids bikes for and get 20 quid profit every single, well, I don't know if you can. I don't know what the margins are on a kid's bike, but let's say it's 50 quid. That's more realistic, but I don't know how many bikes Halfords in Leeds sells every month. Like, that's who you're competing with. Is that realistic? And obviously, bricks and mortar is different because people go onto Amazon, you know. But once you're on Amazon, you see, you're competing based on price, not on service and not on anything else. And so, although Amazon is good for consumers, it's not great for the retailers. I mean, if you look at online, offline retailers like Next, M&S, John Lewis, you know, no wonder they're going under. Toys R Us is a great example, because you go to Toys R Us, you find what you want, and then you go buy it on Amazon, right? That's how it works. But that's not great for the online businesses either, because now they're making £10 per bike. Now they've got somewhere to sell 500 bikes a month. Well, that's not as realistic, just to make the same £5,000. That's not including any other costs of the store, or storage, and insurance, and tax, and all the rest of it. Okay, so this right here, this is your money matrix, and this is what you need to be thinking about in this next week, about how can I increase my residual income. Now, the whole point of doing residual income, that's what you want with these, is that you do the work once and you keep getting paid for it. So, like, if you did a book, could you sell 500 books a month? Well, probably not, but you might sell, say, 100 books a month, okay? So that's a £1,000. That's not bad. So you want one of them? That's cool. Could you have an online membership that sells a monthly membership? And let's just say, let's do it at 50 quid, and let's do 50 of those instead of 100. That's £2,500. So now we're up to £3,500. Instead of 10 people at £500, let's do two people at £500 and one person at 1,000. So now we've got £5,500 right here. And so what we've done is we've used this one and this one and these two. And so we've got a combination of different incomes. That's how your business should be. Because if this one falls flat, that's fine. You've got these others. If this one falls flat, that's fine. You can work on these others. You should have products at various price points, and your goals should, and you should have goals written down. How many do you want to sell each month? And that's what your job is. And you should be pushing each one various times, okay, through the week or through the month. And so you're always driving people into sales funnels, and that spews a customer that pops out with a £10 product. And people go, oh, £10, not worth it for £10. Of course it blooming is. If you sell 500 at £10, that's £5,000. Well, let's say you just do that one month. That's great. If you've got a £5,000 credit card, you can pay your credit card bill off. If you want to go on holiday to Disneyland, there's your holiday. If you want to pay down your car, pay £5,000 off your house, then you can do that. I hate it when people go, oh, it's only £5. It's not worth it. It's not worth it, really. But what if you sold 2,000 items at £5? That's £10,000. What? That's not worth it? Of course it blooming is. That doesn't make sense to me. So always be closing and always be selling, but you've got to understand what the money matrix is, and then when you understand what this is, then you can start building up the sales funnels to drive people and drive traffic into them, and out pops the money. All right, I hope that's useful for you today. Quite enjoyed that one today, and we'll catch up with you on the next one. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.